If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network 2. That is on the television side. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to CropMetcalf.com if you want information on how to become one of their five-star technicians. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at CakesFlops on Instagram. Jason Bishop is
What's up?
Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you. John Paul Flame is also here.
I saw you tweeting pictures. Did you lose $200 or win $200? I got confused.
At the time of the tweet yesterday, I was down 200 at MGM National Harbor. I was chasing their pot of gold promotion. I fought back to only being down 120 at the end of my quick cash game session. So nothing terrible. It's nice. Kind of standard. Eric Bickle back from his trip to Florida.
Yeah, three-day little trip. It was nice.
He's back in the studio.
Stark contrast, the like high 80s to come back in the 30s this morning. Yesterday afternoon, it was pretty windy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You probably wish you were still there.
The power was out in my neighborhood. Trees down everywhere. It must have been some pretty bad wind, huh? Because it knocked down quite a few trees.
Over the past couple days, I guess it was a little bit windy yesterday, but I think worse a couple days ago.
Yeah. But yeah, I had a great time. It was great to see Joe P, Vinny, and Jackie, Kim, and, you know, we had a great time. We played some golf.
Fort Myers,
great area. I will say we did a... I didn't really realize what we were doing. Went out to dinner on, I guess it was Sunday night, because St. Patty's Day was yesterday, right?
That's St. Patty's Day was yesterday. St. Patty's
Day. I guess it was like a St. Patty's Day parade thing in downtown Fort Myers. I've never seen so many old drunks in my life.
Well, St. Patty's Day, just an excuse for the drunkards to really go hard.
Are you including yourself?
A day drink.
I had like two drinks. Especially
I mean in the oldsters. Are you talking about really old?
No. I'm talking about like ancient, scabbed over Irish people that were just
a bulletin. They're ancient. Not all Irish. I mean, everybody wants to be Irish on St. Patty's Day.
No, but you could kind of tell an Irish person when you see one when they're pale and freckled.
Okay.
I mean, I've never, and of course, I mean, it was a full mix of people there. I've never seen so many old drunks. It was like Mardi Gras for old people.
Right.
I was stunned by it. And everybody was wearing their green, and I couldn't resonate less with St. Patty's Day. It just means nothing to me. I'm French and German. I got a little Irish in me, but it means nothing to me.
Oh, yeah.
The green beer, it looks so gross.
It's just an excuse to day drink and get hammered.
For the most part. But people are so into it, Cakes.
Yeah.
There's so many bands. It was blocks and blocks of people. And I think, you know, obviously because it was in Florida, it was an older set.
Sure. Older crowd.
you know, where Joe P lives, it was a mix. A new community, young people, old people. We went to downtown Fort Myers, which I was told is more of an older set. And, I mean, I'm talking about people in their 70s.
Right. Just getting after it.
Getting at, old people with, like, their cheeks are hanging out. the boobs hanging out.
It's free-for-all on St. Patty's
Day. A total freak show.
Like, I mean, on a lesser scale, like at one of the tables next to where I was playing at MGM yesterday, one of the guys at my table had been at that table previously. And he's like, oh, those guys have been drinking for 2+ hours. They're already on their third round of shots.
Yeah.
And this is at like, this is at 1 in the afternoon.
Right.
But again, it's St. Patrick's Day. And it's just, people just want to get rip-roaring on St. Patty's Day.
I mean, I was just stunned by it. And just blocks and blocks of drunkards.
Sure.
And by the, for the record, it wasn't even St. Patty's Day.
Right.
It was the day before St. Patty's Day.
Sure.
Now, it was the St. Patty's Day parade.
It was St. Patty's Day adjacent.
And one of the people I was with, they said, well, how come you're not wearing green? I go, well, first of all, I didn't even ponder St. Patty's Day when I planned for this trip.
Sure.
And two, I think I offended the person. I said, it means nothing to me.
Right.
It just doesn't resonate
with me. There was definitely a guy dressed up like a leprechaun in the poker room at MGM yesterday. And he wasn't an employee.
Yeah.
It was just a
regular
guy, guy wearing like a green suit. He's wearing a leprechaun top hat.
Right.
He's got like a four-leaf clover like necklace.
I mean,
he's just going all out. He's going hard.
Yeah.
Bagpipes cakes.
Again, you missed this yesterday.
I actually heard it for a second while I was driving in.
I mean, bagpipes to me are Scottish. I guess the Irish have ripped off the Scottish and kind of adapted it as their own.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that bagpipes are so big in Irish music. Maybe it's a blind spot.
I'm just stunned. Just stunned by how into it people were.
It's very, St. Patrick's Day is very weird because, like, how did that holiday just corner the market on drinking?
I don't know,
but that's what it's become, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, does green beer look appetizing to you?
No.
It does not look appetizing.
I mean, it's just beer with food dye in it. Like, it's
correct.
I also learned what Borgs are.
I don't know what that is.
I was seeing pictures of all these Gen Zers going out in like Boston and Philly.
Right.
It's a water jug, a gallon water jug.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Where they have half of it is water, then they put in a fifth of vodka.
Yeah.
And they use like a Mio electrolyte mix to turn it a certain color.
Yeah.
And they carry it around everywhere they go.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. They,
it's the new trend, I guess.
They do it all over Virginia Tech's campus.
Yeah.
That's all they do is carry those things around.
I'm sure.
Does it stand for anything?
Yeah, Blackout Rage Juice.
Blackout Rage Juice. Okay. Please never give me a Borg. If I'm out at a bar with you, don't send me a Borg.
Right.
A beer is fine. It's okay.
So you know how I've said this, I think, many times, and I've certainly teased my mother-in-law for over 30 years about this, that when you go into an Asian restaurant, oftentimes I feel like the Chinese in particular, they're kind of mean. They're very matter of fact.
Very businesslike.
They're very businesslike.
Yeah.
They're not big on pleasantries.
No.
If you were to make a generalization.
I don't think that's a stereotype. I think that's a real thing.
Right. So I always tease my mother-in-law, who's Chinese.
I mean,
why are you people so mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know, they're just shoving me in the back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're so mean. I don't know that this is a thing, but I found several rude Irish people. I don't know what their reputation is.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right.
It was a crowded bar. I mean, you know, one of those deals where it's a million people. Everyone wanted to get a drink. We could barely, you know, shoulder to shoulder. Vinny's wife asked a couple who is sitting at like a two-top, is it okay if we put this, she had one beer.
Right.
If I put this on the corner of their table.
Yeah.
They said no. They said no.
Flat out
I've never seen anything like it.
That's...
And it, we were just trying to situate ourselves for a second. She literally asked for a sliver of an inch of a table, and they just sat there. They were old people. And they went, no.
Nope, our table.
And several other people were just kind of rude. I don't know. I don't know if Irish people are known for being rude.
Were they actually rude? They had an accent? They were from Ireland?
They were just old Americans. And freckled.
Well, right.
I mean, they looked Irish to me.
Notre Dame are nicknamed the Fighting Irish, so maybe there is something to it. Like, they're ornery.
I don't know if they're known for being mean, but I would have to say, well, some of you people are mean.
I think they're known for being mean because they drink 100 Guinness, and then they want to fight. I'm just going to go with that. Or Irish whiskey. So much Irish whiskey.
So I'm just going to say, in retaliation to all you Irish folks, you're ugly.
That's the pushback.
Yeah. I just thought they were rude and ugly.
I'm willing to bet you couldn't identify an Irish person, real or Irish American, if they walked in this room.
Sure.
Is Mike Marr Irish?
I have no idea.
He looks like he could be Irish.
To be an expert on Irish people. I'm just saying
the ones
pale,
that you've met,
freckled people. I classify them as Irish. If you want to say they were Scottish,
this guy spends a weekend with Vinny and Joe, and he's starting some Italian Irish rivalry.
No, in fact, I didn't have this conversation with them. This is my own observation. Yeah. Believe it or not,
brimming with that Irish, that Italian bravado.
They didn't feel the same way.
I didn't have the conversation with my own observation. Believe it or not, Drab, it's my own observation. Didn't have that conversation.
Hmm.
They are rude.
Just so you know, we don't really like the Irish either. It's Joe and Vinny.
No, they were all in. They can't
officially be made if they have Irish blood.
They had all their green. I was the outsider. I was the one that didn't have green.
Yeah. Hey, you can't get mad at me when you just said all Irish people are ugly.
I know what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you insulted about 60% of your listening audience.
I'm Irish. I have some Irish in me.
You just said you didn't. You said you had a speckle.
That's not true.
You said you had a speckle.
French, German, and some Irish. Yeah.
We're all mutts.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't appreciate the rudeness.
Well, now you know never to go back to Florida St. Patty's Day weekend.
Well, I certainly wouldn't go to a St. Patty's Day parade.
Yeah, don't do that
anymore.
Well,
parades in general are just...
Didn't know,
trash.
Unless, didn't know I was going to one.
Unless it's a Stanley Cup Champions Parade or a World Series Champion Parade, which we've been lucky enough to be in both.
Right.
Those parades are fun.
Right.
Just a random St. Patty's Day Parade or 4th of July Parade. Mm-hmm. Name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Those parades are lame.
I mean,
just people just, walking down the street throwing beads and throwing candy out to the kids in the audience.
I was
high school band playing.
I was a good sport. Someone gave me green beads. I was wearing the green beads.
Right.
It was the only green thing I had.
Did you go topless for the beads? Like doing Mardi Gras? You didn't do that bit?
No.
Flash some people?
Yeah. No.
Those man boobs?
Sometimes you got to pay for the beads.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Well, it's glad to have you back. Such a positive note.
I had a good time. I was just struck by the whole St. Patty's Day. I just couldn't believe how intense it was. And it wasn't even St. Patty's Day.
Right.
Yeah. Did you guys do anything for it?
No, I wore my green Caps hoodie. That's what I did for it. Then I went saw flops.
He was the only one who wore green yesterday, yeah. I think.
I wore green.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Didn't notice.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything
but
green.
But it wasn't a huge, we don't make a huge deal.
Although, I think I have one green. I lied. I told these guys I didn't have anything green in my closets. I went outside to my garage where all my hats are. I definitely had a Masters hat I could have worn. Just completely spaced that one.
Right. Yeah, you could have done that.
But yeah, I botched it.
Oh, well. Anyway.
All good.
It was great to be out there. It was great to have the great weather. Hopefully, it's coming around the corner. I think today it's going to be in the high 60s.
It's going to be nice today.
I think tomorrow it's going to be like maybe in mid 70s. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's going to be nice.
Yep. Drink it in. All right. We've got a big show planned for Tuesday. We've got lots of guests on board today. Dwayne Simpkins is going to join us. His team is in the NCAA tournament. He's the head coach at AU, of course. Ryan Odom, head coach at VCU, also in the tournament. He's on the show at 7:45. At 8, we're going to have Alex Garland and Ray Mendoza. They are the writers and directors of Warfare, which we saw a special media screening of. They will join us in studio to talk about the film at 8. And at 9 o'clock, Gary Williams, the legendary Gary Williams, former head coach at Maryland, will join us. That's all coming up at 9 here on a Tuesday with Junks.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.